Thank you, President. All the best to the French ambassador. I hope he makes a speedy.
Creemos.
We would like to thank you for changing the format of this meeting. The Cuban delegation feels this is an excellent practice, changing the format to switch from formal to informal to enable open exchange of views on proposals. We'd like to thank you, sir, for your transparency, your constructive spirit, the way in which you are steering our work. Reacting to the proposal that we've got before us from the distinguished Russian delegation, as we've said in the past, we have no difficulties with the text proposed by you, nor, however, would we have problems accepting the first proposal from the distinguished delegation from Russia, which we heard in the plenary, the formal plenary. Any decision adopted which involves a schema or schedule of meetings on the basis of the agenda, we believe complies with the rules of procedure of CD. So the heading of the document is not a red line. Given where we are, we're virtually ready to adopt a program of work, and I think it's so important that delegates focus not just on their own particular desires or being over perfectionist. No, I think we need to establish what the red lines are, of course, according to their own interests. But we believe that the initial proposal from Russia on the heading of the document, as far as my delegation is concerned, is not a red line. In fact, it might even accommodate other delegates who've taken a similar stance. However, if you delete the entire document heading, that's not problematic, depending on the type of decision that we're moving towards. However, the Cuban delegation, although it's not against this, has some doubts on the usefulness of the proposal on para 3. As our delegation sees it, I don't think it would be appropriate to talk about agendas. I think it may well generate confusion between what agendas are we talking about in the document. I mean, we know what the CD agenda is, so I don't know whether it's whether subsidiary bodies themselves to establish their own agenda as such. Of course, they have to link up with some part of the CD agenda. In other words, the agenda of the SBs is the agenda item on the overall CD agenda. Now, another issue is the way you organise the work of these bodies. So I do understand the point made by the Russian Federation. I understand their point. They want to ensure how the SBs are actually going to organise their work on the basis of a work programme. But I don't believe that that should be reflected as such in the document. As I said, we don't have any strong feelings either way on this Russian proposal, but it might cause more problems than solutions. I think the coordinators of the subsidiary bodies need to have free hands to organise their work as the way they feel most appropriate. The understanding being that any decision adopted has to be on the basis of consensus. So the SBs have to work on the basis of the rules of CD. I think the concerns that the Russian Federation might have, and to some extent we share those concerns, can be solved because the work done in the subsidiary bodies are done on a consensus basis. So I just feel it's very important that we give flexibility to the coordinators of the SBs, allow them to make their own proposals as to how they wish to do their work in their first formal meetings. And on the basis of consensus, then we can decide how we wish to proceed. Just to conclude then, I don't think we should ask you in your document right now to actually kind of anticipate what is going to be the agenda of each and every subsidiary body or the form it takes. I don't think we need to tie our hands in that sense with it when it comes to adopting a programme of work. And I'd very much thank Russia if they were to be flexible in this area. Any work done in the subsidiary bodies, as I've said, is going to be based on consensus according to the rules of procedure of our conference. Many thanks.